Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Damn, the bass is so heavy in this song, I can feel it in my left ear. Lenny is your artist of the day. Not Lemmy, Lenny. Lenny Kravitz is your artist of the day. Get these things away from me right now, or I'm going to throw up.
We just got in a fight over whether or not he would try something, and he won't, and I'm insisting that...
What is it?
Okay, so...
I'll try it.
Okay, good. We had the most amazing dinner the other night for a dear friend's anniversary, okay? And we went to a place downtown, and they, on the menu, had homemade, Scott, pickles. Sliced dill pickles. Mm-hmm. And they were on my husband's plate, not mine. But as I am prone to do, I reached over and grabbed one. And the minute I took a bite, I go, oh my gosh, that's my grandma's pickle.
Oh.
My grandma used to, crazy, out of the cucumbers, would can. And she would add green food coloring so that they were always like a darker green.
Right.
And as soon as I ate it, I go, oh my gosh. And I said to the waitress, can you please bring me a whole jar of these?
Yes.
I'm going to ship them to my father. This is my grandma's pickle. This is what this is. But within the little thing that they brought me, they also have some pickled tomatoes. And it's farm to table, and you are crazy if you do not think that's the best thing you've ever eaten.
You want me to take a bite?
Yes!
This is a pickled tomato.
Green tomato.
Do you not like pickles?
Oh,
I despise, so good. I despise the smell.
Don't you take my pickle then, because I love those.
Phrasing again.
Yeah, there you go. Little tomato. There you go.
Oh.
Why? Is it the vinegar you don't like?
They smell like death.
No. Maybe you just don't like vinegar. I mean, canned pickled things include vinegar.
Are you ready?
Yeah, it's very tangy.
And I'll be honest. I'm not going to, like, put on a show. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. These are pickled tomatoes.
Yes.
They're green, by the way.
Oh, they're so good.
They're not even red.
No, that's farm-to-table fresh green tomatoes.
What are you, running for office?
No. What?
Farm to table fresh.
Shove it in.
Faith,
eat it.
Faith, family, freedom. I'm dead right.
See?
It's not terrible.
What do you mean? It's not terrible? It's got a bite to it.
Oh, it's tart.
There comes the bite.
Tart.
There comes the bite.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. I have waited 40 years to find someone that could make pickles the way my grandmother made them, and they were cut very thick.
Oh, my God, that's tart.
Oh, it's so good.
I can't do it. Oh.
Restaurant, by the way, was Fox and Pearl.
Oh, we went there.
Oh, that's God, down it the, was good.
Downtown.
It's downtown.
Ooh, that is tart.
I mean, it sticks with you. The waitress looked at me like I was crazy. I said, I'm going to need you to bring me a lot of those. Like, a lot.
And a lot of Listerine. Oh, my word, that's tart.
Is there something that, like, your mom makes that no one else can make the way your mom makes?
Yes, several things.
Do you know how she...
No.
You got to get on that.
Seafood casserole is number one.
Okay.
Mom, well, Kelly's gotten a lot of the recipes.
Yes.
But my mom's spaghetti sauce, which takes 3 hours to cook, is to die for.
I bet it is.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Mm. Boy, Dana, that is some tart.
Oh, God, ooh. The pickles were good.
I just had a full slice, and it was delicious.
Pickles are one thing that I wish back when she was here and canning and doing everything it was that she and my grandfather did with the fresh vegetables they grew, I wish I had said, can you show me how to do that? Can you show me how you do that? Maybe I can get Fox and Pearl to show me how they do it. Or I can just keep buying their pickles, which is fine too.
Mm.
You all right over there?
Kelly says we had those pickles when we went to when we went there. We went there like 5 months ago.
There's a bite to them. I mean, they're a little. Ooh, that's the only difference. There's a little spice to it.
I don't remember having those.
Ooh.
Those are tart.
All right over there.
They are strong. Can I have one of those Ritz crackers?
Yes, you may. That's why I'm here, Scott. Mm. That's why I'm here. Did you hear that scientists believe exploding stars created the calcium in our bones and our teeth?
Okay.
The calcium in our bones and teeth likely came from stars exploding in supernovas and then scattering the minerals across the universe in massive quantities, which means we truly are made of star stuff, as famed astronomer Carl Sagan once said. In fact, half of the calcium in the universe likely came from calcium-rich supernovae. But these explosions have turned out to be incredibly rare events that scientists have had difficulty observing and analyzing, so they're not sure how calcium was created. Which means there are stars in us. It's kind of cool.
Okay.
I don't buy it. How do they know that? They don't know that! Come on!
Trust science, Dana.
I do trust science.
Can I have another pickled tomato?
I don't know.
Do you want another one?
They're delicious.
All right, then there's this gem today.
Oh.
A woman with her husband's bones gets flagged by the TSA at the Munich airport. Police got a surprise this week during their search of a wooden box being transported by a 74-year-old passenger that turned out to contain the bones of the woman's dead husband. Customs officials, a doctor, and prosecutors were called in, and they determined no crime had been committed. After questioning the woman and her 52-year-old daughter, police learned the pair was on their way to their native Armenia via Munich and Kyiv.
Kyiv is the capital of Ukraine.
Yeah, the mother said her husband died in... follow me here. The mother said her husband died in 2008 and was buried in Greece.
Okay.
She and her daughter decided to bring his remains home to a final resting place in Armenia.
All right.
Following the short investigation, the two women were allowed to continue on their journey with the bones in the box. What this doesn't say is that he's been buried happily and peacefully since 2008.
How do you know he was buried happily? You don't even care if you're being buried.
They're going to dig him up 12 years later from his final resting place.
It's called an exhumation.
Well, I'm not... Did they exhume him?
Yes. Or somebody did.
Leave the poor guy alone?
Well, maybe he didn't want to be buried in Munich. Maybe he wanted to be buried in Armenia.
Then why didn't they just bury him in Armenia?
I don't know.
Maybe he was angrily buried.
That whole thing is weird. 12 years later, you dig somebody up to move them halfway across the country? That's weird.
Where do you want to be buried?
I don't want to be buried, dug up, and reburied.
Where do you want to be buried?
I want to be scattered. I don't want to be buried.
Where do you want to be scattered?
I don't care.
You're lying.
Somewhere peaceful.
Like a golf course?
Yes. We've talked about this.
Hole 7, CCL.
Mm-hmm. The hole where you've got 3 hole-in-ones?
Yeah, I actually want to be in the hole. That's just put me in there.
That's what he said.
Just put me in there. Can you imagine that poor TSA agent? What's in the box? Well, that's a long story.
576.
When we said final resting place for Bob, we didn't really mean final.
576-7798.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
Going somewhere every night.
This tweet just in from one Michael Mahoney with KNBC 9 News.
So you know it's true.
Yeah. The Clay County Election Board will do a recount tomorrow afternoon because of problems. Western Commissioner candidate John Carpenter says he received 0 votes in 21 of the 40 precincts where he was on the ballot.
Maybe he wasn't that popular.
0 votes in 21 of the 40 precincts. There's no way.
Okay, you look like an idiot.
Let me see who he was running against.
Was he the incumbent?
Let me look. There's no way. Even accidentally,
no.
You would get 0 in 21 out of 40 precincts.
Well, like Clay Chastain last night, I didn't realize he was running for Congress again.
He's always running.
And Clay Chastain got 13% of the vote in the Republican race for the 5th Congressional District. Do you think there weren't precincts where Clay Chastain didn't get 0 votes? He's crazy.
21 out of 40? There's no way. There's no way.
Maybe he was a nobody. Maybe, I mean, we don't know anything about this guy.
I find it really hard to believe that in 21 out of 40 precincts, your number would be 0.
Well, maybe if you don't campaign that hard. I don't know.
Let me see here. Because if you Google him, you get results. This is not some
What's
nobody.
His name?
John Carpenter, he's 32 years old. He has 4 terms in the Missouri House of Representatives. He lives in Kansas City.
Cass County, you said, or Clay?
Clay.
Clay County.
Okay. I'm going to go to his website. Scott, even accidentally, you would get 21 out of 40 with 0 votes.
It is Clay County.
Mm-mm.
Not exactly the...
He's a 4-term Democratic state representative.
Huh? Been in the Missouri state representative, or he's been a Missouri state representative since 2013. Went to North Kansas City High School, University of Southern California. So he's clearly very educated.
Here's the problem with the whole recount thing. What if they come out now and say that everything that happened in that county, to me, when something like this happens and they go back for a recount.
Did you vote yesterday?
I mailed in.
Okay.
Is that the only race that you recount? I mean, if there's irregularity extent.
If it's the only one that's challenged, yes.
All right.
I mean, other people would have to challenge for you to recount them.
Hmm.
See, and you're worried about the mail-in vote. This is just the vote.
I want to believe in the sanctity of our system, and it is very hard for me to do so.
But see, I do believe in the sanctity of our system. And I believe in it in person and mail-in. Now, something weird may have happened with this. We're taking his word for it. We're taking John Carpenter's word for it. I would like to see some proof.
Well, but Mahoney says the Clay County Election Board will do a recount Thursday afternoon.
Okay. All right, good. So they're going to get to the bottom of it. Clay County has not been without its controversies over the last, I don't know, 10 years.
Hmm. I'm going to text Michael but and see if he'll call in.
Let me say this, and I want to be very clear before we get to the bottom of the hour break. I have no doubt in the sanctity of my vote, whether I walk into the Roland Park Community Center or whether I mail in my ballot. I have no doubt that my vote will and was last night counted. And it concerns me. It really concerns me that this great nation is starting to question the way that we elect our leaders.
Well, if you're John Carpenter, you're sure as hell questioning it.
But you're taking his word for it.
I find it hard to believe that, like this today, the Clay County Election Board would say, we are going to do a recount if there's not something to this.
And you know what? That even speaks to the integrity of our election process.
Sure.
Whereas a candidate for office says, now wait a minute. There's no way that in 40 precincts, 21 of them showed me was zero, and I'm a four-term member of the State House of Representatives. So guess what they're going to do? They're going to go back, and they're going to look at it and try to figure out what went wrong. Was there a miscount? Was he just not popular? I mean, keep in mind, some of these precincts could be
tiny.
Very tiny. And people up there could be very conservative. He's a Democrat.
Okay.
And so, you know.
You know what's going to be awkward is if they come out and go, yep, recount showed you got a big fat goose egg, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I went to the Roland Park Community Center yesterday.
Awkward.
Do you know how many people? I went in at 11:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You would think there would be some people in there. There was one other person in there. One. 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. The year was 1987, ladies and gentlemen. Track 2, side 1. And I am sick in the head that I know that. Oh, look who we have here. One of the greatest reporters in Kansas City history. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Mahoney is joining us on the hotline.
Hello, handsome.
Hello, folks. How are you? Thanks for reaching out.
Well, I'm good. I saw your post on Twitter and wanted to know, is it possible, because I say it's not, that any candidate receive zero votes in 21 out of 40 precincts in Clay County, let alone candidate John Carpenter?
Yeah, it's possible that it happens, but it's not going to happen to John Carpenter. And here's why. John Carpenter is a highly regarded state representative out of Clay County. And the reason he's running for the county commission is because he's termed out as a state legislator. He's done 4 2-year terms. When John Carpenter speaks on the floor of the House or in a committee room, everybody listens, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. He's a very smart guy, very good, fine public servant, in my opinion. And so it's not likely that a fellow of the caliber of the candidate that John Carpenter is would get zero votes in any precinct, much less nearly two dozen of them. So, it's possible. Mike Mahoney runs for county commissioner. Yeah, I'd be lucky to get two votes. John Carpenter is going to get a lot of votes because he is a good candidate. I'm not endorsing him for the office. I'm just saying his reputation in the state house is a good one.
Well, Michael, I would assure you, if you ran for county commissioner in my county, I would vote for you.
Okay, you and me, that's two.
All right, that's what I'm saying. There's your two votes. And your wife, there's three. We got three.
That'd be uncommitted.
But But is there something fishy going on in Clay County?
Yeah, how could this have happened? When something like this happens, how does something like this happen?
This is fine. This has got to be, in my opinion, I don't know anything about it. This has got to be an IT screw up or a coding screw up. It's obviously not an individual machine. It's obviously not an individual precinct. It is how some of these machines were set up. And the fascinating thing about it is he got votes in other parts of the district, but he didn't get them in some. So there's some systemic problem with this cluster of machines that they used in these specific 20 or so precincts.
How do you fix it, though? Because if the records are showing he received zero votes in 21 of the 40 or whatever precincts, how do you go back and prove that he actually got votes where the register shows he did not?
It's a great question. Here's how you do it. In Clay County, they use what I believe is called an OptiScan voting system. And think of the old high school Iowa Basic Skills Test, where you had to fill in the oval. And in this case, it's a square box. I know this because I live up there, so I vote on the Clay County system. And so you vote on a piece of paper, and then the piece of paper, you take the piece of paper over to the machine, and you submit it. And there is a counter on the ones I'm familiar with on the lower right side corner of the machine, and it will tell you that you're the 56th voter or the 520th voter or whatever the number is that you are there. Now, the tabulation is done electronically, but inside of these machines are the paper ballots, and they save these paper ballots. They're protected like gold because electorally they are gold. They're very important. And this is why it is so important that every voting machine have a paper backup, so that you have a physical piece of evidence, a paper, to take a look and see what an individual voter did with their vote, what they cast on. Maybe they didn't vote the entire ballot. Happens a lot, as a matter of fact. People will vote the race they're interested in or the most publicized races, but they won't get down into county commissioner or the assessor or something like that. That happens all the time, and it doesn't invalidate a ballot. But you can go back when you've got a paper backup system, like the one that's being used in Clay County, and find out if votes were cast.
Do the other counties have the paper backup system, or do some do, some don't?
Some do, some don't.
Okay, and then my next question is, if you go back and recount this race in Clay, do you have to go back and recount all of them?
You have to go back and see if there are other races where the coding or the system, as it was set up, affected it. So, yeah, you go back and you don't look at Carpenter's race. You look at everything else to see that it looks fine. So and they're going to bring their vendor in. They're going to bring the vendor in, the people that sold the machine. They're going to bring their IT people in. Then they're also going to review this thing and do some sort of recount. They are not at the point where they're going to redo the election now or anything like that. That's a long ways down the road. But they're going to see what is inside the guts of these machines that prompted this sort of malfunction.
You said he had termed out as far as a state representative. So he runs for the Clay County Commission.
Why didn't he run for the state senate? Why did he run for something else?
Yeah, and is this a guy that someday we're going to hear about running for governor?
It's a good and very fair question, Scott. The reason he is parked in there because the state senator for that district, for that area of Clay County, is Lauren Arthur. And Lauren Arthur has just been elected very recently, within the last couple, 3 years. So she's not going anywhere. Plus, she's a Democrat. Plus, Carpenter and Arthur are, if not just political friends, they might even be social friends. They know each other. So the next obvious step up the ladder there, Scott, is not available to him right now because it's being held by a fellow Democrat.
And
a Democrat that he agrees with, so sure. It's not likely he would challenge her.
But is this a guy that we're going to hear? He's young. I looked him up. He's very young. He's very successful. Has a degree from USC in California. Is this a guy we're going to hear about in the future running for governor?
Might be. Like I told you, when John Carpenter speaks on the floor of the House or in a committee meeting, everybody listens.
Mike, last question. How long, or do we have any idea from the election folks how long it could take to sort this mess out?
No, I don't. Brian Johnson's going to have a story on this tonight on the KNBC 9 News. And there are clocks that start and are ticking, and there is a timetable between the time that votes are cast
right.
and then the certification of election, which takes place 10 days, 2 weeks down the road, something like that. So they need to address this immediately. But if they've got a problem with this scope, where they've got machines that aren't working correctly, they can't certify a race where there's obviously some questions about whether or not he was conducted properly.
All right. Michael Mahoney from Channel 9, one of the greatest reporters in Kansas City history. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
my friend.
Mike.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Great. Good talking to you guys, too. Take care.
Be well, my friend.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this is a disaster.
It's a skunk in a garden party.
Sure.
That was an Anthony Fauci line, by the way.
This is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
If you're with the election office, you are not having a good day.
You're having a bad day, Dana. And would you please get these damned pickled tomatoes away from me before I throw a fit and throw somebody out of a window?
Okay.
Because I can smell them, and they're driving me crazy.
I smell something, and it's in Clay County.
Well, I'm about to fart. West Addison, Vermont, from the Associated Press, so you know it's true. A Vermont skydiver who lost his prosthetic leg during a jump now has it back thanks to a farmer who kept an eye out for it and spotted it in a soybean field. Can I ask the obvious question?
Yes!
If you why didn't you take it off before
you
jumped?
Yeah, why didn't you just leave it on the ground? Because that's where it was going anyway.
It made its way.
Double amputee, and I don't know why he's a double amputee. Maybe it was in war, maybe it was an accident. I have no idea. But I got a funny feeling that he probably had somebody strapped to his back. He was going tandem. If you don't have legs, you're probably going tandem. Call me dumb, I've never jumped out of an airplane.
Continue on.
So many possible jokes.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Double amputee Chris Markers of Hyde Park went for a jump on Saturday at Vermont Skydiving Adventures and lost one of his prosthetic legs after leaping from the plane. Says Markers, I think my adrenaline was so high, I was just so excited. I didn't even realize I had lost it. Markers, who was harnessed to an instructor, so they were going in tandem, landed safely. He then put out word on social media that he'd lost his leg.
And here's why, Scott. Those prosthetics are thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And so he went to social media and said, you have to help me find my leg. I mean, people do fundraisers for this. You know this. They're very, very, very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 9,500-foot drop, by the way. The leg is 100% intact, and he posted a photo of it after they found it in the field.
Looks good.
Looks good.
I'm not doing it.
Farmer Joe Marzowski saw the post and began scouring his acreage. The farmer ended up locating the leg. It was literally a needle in a haystack as far as trying to find it. I was grateful to have found it without running over it. With one of my machines this fall during harvest.
A story here from Nashville, Tennessee. Rescue cats needing to be spayed or neutered amid the coronavirus pandemic are having to get in line, and in some cases behind more than 900 cats at the Pet Community Center. I almost said Pet Cemetery. Pet Community Center in Nashville, the PCC. Natalie Corwin, who is the president of the PCC, says she hasn't seen numbers like this since she co-founded the organization in 2011. Quote, "This is definitely the most backed up we've ever seen it." She confirmed a waiting list of close to 1,000 cats.
Oh, my goodness.
Quote, "Between 2011, when we founded it, and 2014, when our clinic opened, we used other clinics to do the surgeries pretty quickly. We realized Nashville had a huge need for spay or neuter services."
You know, it's a huge problem now in Kansas City because, and I heard this on Middays today, they had Casey Pet Project on. Not only are they taking in a ton of animals because of people losing their apartments.
Oh, you mean getting evicted?
Oh, yes, because of the evictions.
Huh.
But also because of the economic downturn, people can't take care of them. Now, their adoptions are up, but their intakes are also way up.
People just dropping them off.
Well, which is devastating. I mean, people, who, especially those who are in a position right now that they just can't afford it.
Last story here from NBC News. A black student in Pennsylvania was starting his graduation procession when he was told to remove his face mask, which displayed the words "Black Lives Matter." The student, Dean Holmes, who's 18, was allowed to continue in York Catholic High School's procession after complying. But his father contends in a lengthy Facebook post that the demand to remove the mask put his son at risk of coronavirus, duh, and discriminated against him based on his race and prior civil rights activism at the school. Quoting here from Dad, "One can only graduate from high school one time, and for him to have to suffer this injustice is reprehensible."
You know, when we were in high school, they would tell you from time to time to take off that shirt or turn it inside out.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Especially
Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds McKenzie, yeah.
This is a whole new issue that's going to pop up during the pandemic when kids go back to school. If you have a mask on that says a certain word or says a certain thing, what are they going to, are they going to tell you to take it off?
Flip it inside out.
Flip it inside out.
Take that thing off the top of your hat.
Yep.
Your little funny hat.
Wear the weird, uncomfortable surgical mask.
Yes.
I'm going to end the show with this tonight. I'm not going to name any names, but Dana and I lost a friend today. And I've been thinking about him the whole show, and it's just eating me alive. He was a good man. He changed our lives. He definitely changed mine. And Norm, you will be missed. I love you like a father. And may you walk with God. I'll see you on the other side. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.